Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, October 30th, 2012, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. Don't forget that Mercury goes retrograde on November 6th through the 26th and won't be completely back to normal until December 15th, so hold off on buying those electronic Christmas gifts if you can. At the top of the show this evening, we have our Starseed News segment with Anastasia, bringing current events of interest to Starseed and sharing some emails sent to us from around the globe. And after the show, check out the links on our show page to some YouTube videos of the UFO that Anastasia will be reporting on. We are really excited to have many of our Starseed Crystal Quest family with us tonight to share the stories about our recent assignment in Hot Springs and Mount Ida, Arkansas. This was a soul group, all having the astrological markings for either crystal mastership, the mark of the Pleiades, the Mark of Atlantis, or combinations of those marks. We had two members come all the way from Australia, one from Germany, several from Canada, as well as all four corners of the U.S., and in between, to participate and dig for crystals, and as of this moment, the stories are still unfolding. Some of those who are in different time zones emailed their story in to share with you instead, and Tammy will have the pleasure of sharing those with you. Each of the 27 members of the group, plus Lavendar, Tammy, and myself, came away with wonderfully empowering energies still ringing loud and clear. Our mission was such a complete success that we're going to do another one this coming spring for another soul group with the same markings. We want to welcome our newest team member, Fiona, who will be working as switchboard co-host with Chris. Fiona was one of the 27 from our Crystal family, and we're delighted to welcome her aboard. We invite you to call in with questions or comments if we have time tonight, after we hear from our questers, as we call them. And the number to dial would be 917-889-8292. And then remember to press 1 on your keypad so we know you want to come on the air. If you like our show, please click follow on our show page and you'll get our show notices, and it will help promote our show and guests. And then do remember to tell a few friends about us. For our new listeners, our main site is starseedhotline.com, where we have a lot of vital information for Starseed in our Vault of Knowledge. The entire site is coded for Starseed activation. We also have a support forum for Starseed at starseedhotline.ning.com. And we'd like to thank Rose, Anastasia, and Sahar for their continuing great work and dedication on behalf of our Starseed forum. You can also find us on iTunes if you'd like to download our shows to go. And we'll get started in just a moment, but first I'd like to let you know that if you want to contact us privately, the toll-free number for our website is 888-881-0881. We have some interference on the line here, and this is not anybody in that's on our switchboard. Well, that was strange. Oh, sorry about that. So where was I? The toll-free number for our website is 888-881-0881. Our Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings and your natal astrological chart. And the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone session available with Lavendar, Anastasia, or myself. If you have a birthday coming up, you should know when your 10 hours of power will occur by getting your solar return timing. And please allow at least 2 weeks ahead of time to make sure that you do get it in time. And now I would like to introduce my co-host, Anastasia and Lavendar. Hello.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Anastasia.
Hi. Hello, Lavendar.
Hey, Lavendar here. Yeah, I'm so excited that everybody's going to get to share their stories from our trip. But for now, let's just turn it over to you, Anastasia. Let's give us some news.
Okay, I'm happy to do that. Now, you guys have such wonderful energy tonight. I'm looking forward to the show. It's just great to pick all that up ahead of time. All this great energy you guys are generating is already coming through, and it's fantastic. And I want to thank a couple of Starseed listeners. I want to thank Ashley and Andrea for their contribution to tonight's news. They were kind enough to forward me the video links to these UFO sightings that we are going to be talking about tonight. And I really appreciate all these Starseeds staying on their toes and just keeping things up and keeping me informed about what's going on out there. I really do appreciate it. Now, also, I want to bring up something that I've had reports from all over, particularly of Starseed, that are feeling weird energies over the last 48 to 72 hours. And so anybody that's experienced this, I'm inviting you to email me. The symptoms are disorientation, fatigue, confusion, sleepiness, out-of-body sensations, wild dreams, disturbed sleep, things like that. So let me know if you're feeling that, because it seems to be going on all over among many of more sensitive people. And as we see what's going on across the planet, it really isn't any surprise. You know, there are just so many things going on, and sensitive people are going to pick up on all of this. Now, you know, of course, a superstorm hurricane, storm/Hurricane Sandy, has been at the top of the news, but there's been much other interesting activity going on across the planet as well. Now, you all probably know there was a 7.7 quake in British Columbia on Saturday the 27th, and also in France, it's winter before it should be. They're having heavy snowfalls that have hit eastern parts of France, and this cold snap brought power cuts with up to 50,000 households in the Alps that don't have any electricity. So here it starts. And the sun activity is minimal at this time, but we do have a near-Earth asteroid coming by on the 4th of November. It's called UX-136, and it's predicted to be 2.7 lunar distance, so that's relatively close. Also, folks, this is something for you all to put your good starseed energy out on to sort of raise it up a little bit, and let's do some up-spiral work. Of course, in the news, sometimes they tend to be, you know, hype things, but I'm just reporting to you what I have found out. This came from Cosmos Online. They say that a Tunguska-class bolide will miss Earth by just 22,000 kilometers on the 15th of February next year. They say it's the size of a city block, and it's supposed to become whizzing past the planet closer than any other of its size in recorded history, and it's supposed to occur in February of next year. So they have spotted that, and they're waiting for it to make its approach. Also, there was a spectacular fireball that turned night into day that was seen from North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee just a few days ago, on the 26th of October. This article comes from lunarmeteoritehunters.blogspot.com, and they have a video on there of this amazing picture of the moon being eclipsed by this huge flash in the sky. It was a very bright event. Now, this is NASA's report, by the way, NASA's words, a very bright event on October 26th at 1:24 a.m. that rivaled the moon. The fireball's final flare was so bright that the NASA camera lit up like daytime. In fact, the reports were that it turned night today. So any of you in North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee that saw that, I would love to hear from you as well. I don't know if any of you were up at 1:30 in the morning, but
I was not up. I was asleep by then.
Okay. Well, you know, there was a meteor sonic boom that was captured over Bonnie Lake, Washington. Actually, I think I'd prefer to call it a probable meteor sonic boom, but it's a fascinating video on YouTube. A man on Thursday evening was walking his dog at just after dark Pacific time, and it was a cloudy night sky, but suddenly the sky flashed so brightly that he said it blinded him. And approximately 20 seconds later, there was a huge continuous boom, a rattling noise in the sky. And the weather in Seattle was unsettled, but there was no lightning or thunderstorm prior to the event. And what makes this so fascinating is you can watch this on video that this man had running in his garage as a surveillance camera. And it's on that video. And the man said the loud roar was unlike any thunder he'd ever heard. And on the video, you can kind of hear the dogs barking outside, and he's out walking his dog, and this huge flash of light that lights up the garage, and then this rattling boom and screen door slamming and people talking about what was that. So there is theory that that was from a sonic boom from a meteor that flashed through the sky in Bonnie Lake, Washington. Anybody else that saw that, would you please email me and let me know? Now, there was a rock, a meteor, found in Nevada, California, a meteorite. You remember I reported last week about that those huge sightings in California last week. Well, they found two meteorites from that fireball that went over that region. One of them had slammed into a roof, and the guy who found it is offering a single chip of it on eBay. So if you want some of it, by the way, it weighs 6.6 grams. It's about 0.2 ounce. And you can buy some of that if you want to at $100 a gram.
Are you kidding?
And then they say they're going out hunting for more because they want to contribute to science. And I tend to think it is they want to probably contribute to their bank accounts. But
anyway,
they're very valuable. If you find a meteor, you've hit some, you know, it's like digging for gold there. All right, so on to the UFO news tonight. There has been very interesting, a rash of triangle sightings all across the United States. And I found this on aliendigest.com. But they say that there's just been a rash of triangular UFO sightings from Michigan to Texas. And the Examiner, the Michigan Examiner reported that in Marshall, Michigan, a couple was really alarmed to see a triangle-shaped object with four rows of bright lights that was hovering at treetop level about 4:20 a.m. on October 24th. And they said that it had rows and rows of different kinds of lights. The object was silver in color, and they were very bright and not normal-looking lights. It hovered over the trees for about 40 seconds, and then it began to move very slowly and then shot off faster into the distance. So it shocked them a lot. And I've seen triangles like that hovering over light posts. It's a pretty impressive sight. You don't forget it when you see one. And so anybody in Michigan or anybody all the way to Texas that's seen that, I'd appreciate hearing from you as well. And on to our main articles for tonight, our main stories, is that UFO that was captured by Mexican television that was falling into a volcano. And I think probably a lot of you have already seen that due to our link with the news that we sent out prior to the show notes. And those of you that haven't, go to your letters and follow that link on YouTube to see this. And what makes this so significant is this is a active volcano in Mexico that actually is smoking and hot, and they have a camera fixed on it as surveillance to watch the activity of the volcano. And on this surveillance tape, they did pick up a fantastic looking cylinder. Just fascinating, Ariel. You looked at that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I saw the video.
It looks so crystalline and impressive, and just absolutely fascinating. And it's very detailed and crisp, isn't it? We can attest that to the listeners that haven't seen it. Fabulous photo of this cylinder UFO diving into the heart of the volcano. And so what makes it so interesting, not that it's not interesting enough in and of itself, is that there has also been the same similar craft that was videotaped, or rather photographed, videotaped, whatever, through a telescope by an amateur astronomer across Kentucky and parts of Tennessee and other states that are nearby. And that was the second video that I'd referred you to that's in the newsletter. But there's quite a long, it lasts for a few minutes, showing this cylinder craft that looks crystalline with that wonderful kind of electric charge that goes between those two cylinder poles. It looks just positively fascinating. We could think about all kinds of interesting physics explanations for that. But that's just really a cool thing. And so those are the two things that have been spotted of great significance. And interestingly enough, they're identical craft in two different places on the planet. So, you know, we think about surveillance in our society and we kind of object to having cameras everywhere. And people have cell phone cameras and people are constantly able to take pictures. But what this is enabling is the documentation of unidentified flying objects all over the planet. And it's getting a little more difficult for anybody to deny that they're present because, hey, we're getting some really good footage and some fascinating photographs of this. And I was really delighted that this amateur astronomer had a camera mounted on his telescope and was able to take this fantastic footage. So more and more evidence is just becoming undeniable out there all the time, and it is increasing. There is an exponential increase in significant sightings that look really, really interesting. You know, in the old days, we'd just see craft that looked sort of fuzzy and maybe looked like a turned-over hubcap or something. But this is not the case today. We've got such high-resolution cameras and so many people that are out actively photographing things. And then, of course, there was a mass UFO sighting in southern Illinois. Now, that's kind of in my neck of the woods. And several witnesses observed a UFO in the skies over southwestern Illinois on Tuesday, October 23rd. And this was reported in the local newspaper, the Monroe County Independent. They say that the residents of Hecker, Illinois, saw the bright UFO in the sky at about 7 p.m. A lot of these, by the way, are happening about sunset. Just something for you to pay attention to. Lately, these seems to be appearing just shortly after sunset, so it might be a good time to go watch. But anyway, they reported that the strange object was seen in two different counties, that it hovered in the sky and twinkled with red, green, blue, and orange light. And some people said that the object was rotating. And what's so fascinating about this is that the photographs of it look sort of diamond-shaped. They just remind me of a diamond or a gem in looking at them. And these beautiful pictures, beautiful photographs that they have of them, they're fuzzy, you can't make out any detail, but clearly this is not standard craft of any kind. And again, it sort of has that crystalline appearance that we see in the cylinders. Not the same shape, but sort of the same colorations in the way it responds to light. And so that's what's been going on. So anyone in southern Illinois that has seen that, I'd like to hear from you. And so I just want to tell you to keep your eyes to the sky. I know you're going to share some wonderful high strangeness stories with us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so until next week, Starseed listeners, I want to wish that you be well and just keep the up spiral going. Just keep up the good work. You're all generating great energy.
Well, this is Lavendar Astian. Anastasia, almost called you another name.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you how much I appreciate you taking over the radio show while we were gone. That just meant so much to us to have somebody to keep our light going on the radio show, so I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. I just had a wonderful time. I really did. It was my privilege and my pleasure.
Okay, great.
All right, Ariel, I'm going to say goodnight tonight and turn it over to the rest of you.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Anastasia. And do remember to keep those cards and letters coming in. And if you have those cameras out there, you know, keep them going. So we have many of our crystal questers, is what we have come to call them, our starseed crystal family, with us on the switchboard to tell us about, in their own words, our recent trip to Arkansas. And I'm getting some late bulletins here. Okay, so we are going to go first. Let's see. Well, Jessica, where did you go? Okay, sorry. We have so many people on the switchboard, I had to really go down the line here. So we are talking first to Jessica. Hello, sweetie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm here.
Great. Well, Jessica,
hear me okay?
Yes, it's fine. And just, you know, in your own words, what would you like to tell our audience about your experience in Arkansas?
Oh, my goodness, so much. I don't have enough time at all to go into how, you know, absolutely amazing it was. And I do want to say that it was really very cool, just first of all, to meet you and Lavendar and Tammy and the whole team, except for Anastasia.
She wasn't there.
She was sorely missed.
She was holding down the fort.
Yeah. For me, it was, definitely one after the other moments of high strangeness all over the place. It was multidimensional and definitely took my activation to a whole new level very rapidly, but not too rapidly, just right. The Kwakwa hot springs, going to the hot springs with everybody was truly amazing. I tried to write down a few things here because I knew I would probably just get lost because so much happened. But it really took the phrase, there must be something in the water, to a whole new meaning for me. because there was something in the water. We were all just, it was amazing, the connection between all of us. But I guess as far as high strangeness goes, I'm typically, I'm a Reiki master teacher and I've done some development and I'm clairsentient and claircognizant, but have been asking for some months now for greater psychic development. And visually everything just kind of blew up for me. I was, your performance when you were singing the music, seeing purple, a big, beautiful purple orb in front of your face, that I've never seen anything like that before. And when I left, I drove. So when I left on my way home, I saw a huge rainbow portal. And then again today, oddly enough, the day that I'm calling in, I saw two different rainbow portals in the sky today, big ones. Then, of course, we saw, spacecraft. And I know plenty of other people who have stories to share about that. And for me, what was significant was that I was able to see with other people. It wasn't by myself, and it was very confirming because I have never seen anything in the sky like that before, that's for sure. Overwhelmingly, though, I have a very solid sense of soul recognition, love, and connection, reconnection that came from this gathering. And, I've had snippets of we are one connections throughout my life, feeling like I'm one, and, but it's just little bits and little pieces in my life. And I know that a lot of star seeds have gone through significant portions of their lives feeling alone in the world and not connecting. And I walked away from that trip feeling a connection and a love that I knew deep down existed but had never really fully experienced. And now I'm able, and it has not diminished. I mean, now that I'm home, it's still, a very high vibration that exists within me, and it extends to everybody in my life. I've had amazing activation experiences with other star seeds, walking away from that so charged and activated and just like blatant activations. And I have to say, my Starseed Crystal Quest ball cap sure helps. People see that. It kind of opens up the conversation. So, and I would say, last night we all had the conference call as we were preparing, saying, yes, we're going to be able to call in tonight. And hearing everybody's voices last night, everybody was so giddy just to be swimming around in each other's voice streams, just to hear each other's voices again. And it's like we were all happy dolphins chirping around and trying to stay on task talking about the radio show, but mm-hmm. It was just so good to connect with everybody. The connections beyond anything I've ever known.
Well, that's just great. And I know what you mean. There's such a feeling of family that it's remarkable. People that you know, even though you've never met them, you just know that you know them. And everyone got along so well. And we are going to be hearing from a lot of people, and I hope you can stay on the line and listen to other family members talking about their experience and sharing their stories. But
absolutely.
That was just, amazing that your ability to see in other dimensions with colors and orbs and portals and things like that. That just completely
ignited and turned on. So this is a new facet, a new level
yes.
to you that opened up because of this experience. So we're so happy about that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jessica, and we appreciate your calling in. Stay on the line and listen to the rest of the family. Okay.
I can't wait to hear from them.
Okay. Well, we are going to be going to the next person here in just a second. So thank you so much, Jessica. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So next we are going to talk to Kat, and we're going to have that mic on in just a second. So hang on. Okay. Hey there, Kat, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, lovely people. Welcome. Hi, Ariel, Lavender,
hi.
Chris. You know, last night I'm agreeing with Jessica. When I spoke with everyone, we was doing the conference call. I was so sad when I hung up. I wanted to just stay with everyone. It was amazing how we all got along so well, to be in the company of so many women, and there was none of that women stuff. I enjoyed it. You know. Okay, I have news. Like, I knew the moment I heard about this, I had to attend. I knew that I wasn't going to have any big things happening, you know, like sightings, everything, but I felt I was going to get downloads. And I quit my job today. Oh, my God. Thank you, everyone, for the energy. I felt each and every one of you that held the force field for me. And it was such a revelation. And at the end of the event, Lavender asked us to give one word that would describe the whole event. And for me, it was metamorphosis. And as I was walking out of, I worked in a prison, I don't care if anyone know anymore. And I was walking out, and this butterfly was flying right along with me right up into the gate. And so that was awesome.
Oh, my God. I got chills. I got chills on that one,
Kat. Oh, now what I was mostly impressed with, and I think my roommates as well, was the living quarters. Oh, my God, it was like we were in luxury. I felt like a princess, and we had our house mother there, of course. But it was just like family, you know. It was a life-changing event. I got a lot of downloads. We became invisible one night. They couldn't see us. Standing out, the shuttle just passes by, and like, what's going on? And I know I would call Tammy, like, Tammy, the shuttle's not here. And she would get so exasperated, but he actually didn't see us. And when we got in the van, he was like, what's going on? I don't know. What did I do wrong? So that was high strangeness. The crystal digging, we went to Fisher Mountain the first day. As we were entering the mountain, my whole crown chakra just opened up and just started buzzing. And then when we got off the van, there was all these little crystals, perfectly shaped, powerful, and they would just wink at you like, here I am. You know, you pick them up. It was so peaceful there. The next day we went to, I guess you would say, a crystal mine, Errol.
Uh-huh.
And they just exploited the land and raked it, and you could just hear the crystals crying. I found a medium-sized crystal. And when I picked it up, I started crying. And then later on, I realized it's because it was. But I think they needed to be rescued. Some of us could not stay because it was just too much. And then there was those strong souls that went the next day and rescued some more. So it was magical. It was life-changing. It was wonderful. Thank you, Lavender, Ariel, Tammy. It was awesome. And hello, family.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that, Kat. And I know we're going to get into more, even more high strangeness as people recount that. And at some point, Lavendar, if you would give the explanation of how that can happen, how it has been demonstrated to you many times. But we got it. We got our first lesson on how that happened. So we're going to be talking about that some more too. But Kat, it was just such a pleasure to meet you again. And I know that you are starting on an entirely new path. That's awesome about the butterfly, because that really is about transformation.
Yes.
So, and I think all of us had a major transformation for the better because of this gathering. So I thank you so much for sharing it with us.
You're welcome. Thank you. My pleasure.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. let's see. We have a lot of people on the switchboard, everybody, so just kind of bear with me a little bit. We're going to talk to Diane next, as soon as the microphone opens up. Okay. Diane, hello.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Not excellent, but
okay.
maybe it's just breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Okay. I'll try to reposition. Sometimes this phone is really...
This is way better.
Okay. Great. Because I just want to share how wonderful this experience was. It was incredible. Lavendar and RAF and Tammy, all three of you, what beautiful insight, what beautiful planning, and you know, and I know that sometimes you felt like it was things were going awry because we were all doing our thing, but it really never was, and it was wonderful, and I thank all three of you from the bottom of my heart for making this happen and giving us this opportunity. I have to share a little bit about the facts because I want people to know that this wasn't an easy trip to get to for me personally, and I think a lot of others I think also expressed that, but I want you to know how worth it was. I knew that I had to go. I didn't know how I was going to make it happen, and it did come together, but I tell you what, I had to push through my own little fears for whatever fears there possibly could have been. And now it just doesn't seem like it could be even possible, but it was so worth it. And I just want people to know that, because if you're considering this in the future, I tell you, it is, there may be obstacles that you have to overcome, but that's for your own healing, and it is truly amazing. So, and I'm just so glad I got to follow Kat, because Kat and I were the first two at the airport the morning that we were coming together, and we got to know each other and meet each other. And so I have a special feeling for Kat. Kat, I'm just so happy for you. I knew that was going to be the right thing to do, and I know it's going to be just extraordinary for you from this day forward. So, congratulations. So, as far as my the whole week was, it was so validating for me to know that there are others out there. As Jessica said, there's just there. I always felt very alone in where I was, and I never had a problem with actually having people I could talk to about these things, but it was because they were hungry for information, and I would talk to them, but I had no one I could talk to about even the more strange things that were happening to me, and so here were just, you know, 30 people who all, everything was open, and everybody was understanding, and you could just talk about anything, and it was okay. And that was awesome. I felt so accepted. I felt like I had a family, and it was just very, very validating. I mean, we were all, if somebody was in pain emotionally or anything, people just jumped right in and helped us and healed us, and we gave and we received, and it was just awesome, and learning to receive much more, and that was thanks to the whole thing with the Quapaw baths and to enjoy that in hot springs. That was very uplifting to receive that kind of pampering, and so cool. But I just say, even though that was one of the highlights, I got to see my first UFO, and I can't explain it. I can't hardly describe it. It was, we were all out late at night and watching the sky, and it was so ethereal to me, just how it was flying right over the trees almost. And but there weren't a lot of lights on it, and that's, I guess, what we're all looking for. But it had this, just like it was underlit. It was like some light was shining onto it from Earth, which I know it wasn't, but it just kind of had that feeling. So it was very ethereal, flying through the over our heads. And as I was laying there, all of a sudden I received these beautiful, colorful pictures like they were just coming in one after the other, just kind of morphing through it. And as I just watched them, it was like watching colorful crop circle designs. And I don't know exactly what I'll do with them, but I received that download, and I'm extremely grateful for it. So that was really awesome. And then I just want to say one other thing, because today I had this incredible Reiki session. I teach and work with Reiki and give Reiki therapy. And so today I have this veteran that comes to me for his weekly sessions. And today he looked at me and he said, "There are two Floridians here, you know that." And I went, "What?" And he said, "Yeah, number 7 and number 8.
Oh my God! Let me get. Did you say there were that he told you there were two Pleiadians there?
Yes.
Oh my.
I was like, "What?" And he said, "Well, they're with me. You've got some here too." And I said, "Well, what are they doing here?" And he said, "Well, they're just here to observe. They want to see how we do things." And so they came with me today. I was like,
oh, wow.
Where did this come from?
Well,
so
you know,
that was
that's what we mean by the stories are still unfolding. Because we left Arkansas, it didn't stop there. Everybody is continuing to have rapid activations and acceleration.
That's just
wonderful. And I know that a lot of people saw, we had a lot of sightings, a lot. I mean, I kind of lost count of how many ships were seen from night to night, but it was a staggering amount, undeniable.
It was so exciting for me to that was the first time for me, and that was awesome. But a little bit more about that story, he actually then turned to me and he said, "They're showing me pictures, very colorful pictures with designs," which was what I got downloaded. And I said,
wow.
"Well, what do you make of them? What do you?" And he said, "Well, I'm not really sure yet." that story still is yet to unfold. So very interesting.
Well, we'll just have to keep updating everybody's journals from this point on. So, thank you so much, Diane. It was just a pleasure to hear your voice again. And you know, this is a family that will always be. The family will always be.
Yes.
So
thank
you so much for calling in, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Excuse me. Well, next we are going to be talking to Nancy in just a second here. Let me get your mic open. Hey, Nancy. Welcome.
Hey. Hi, Star family. I am loving hearing all these voices. It's just bringing me back to our group. What an awesome, awesome experience it was. The first thing I noticed was when I looked into the eyes of Lavendar, Ariel, and Tammy, I knew you. Mother, sisters, I knew you. We were family.
Oh, we know what you mean.
And as I met each other person, I knew them too. And I was no longer an island. I was in a family of people like me, and that was supreme validation for me, and that I could be myself. And that was one of my hopes that I would attain on this journey. And we got along so well. I've never been in a group that was just pure love. We didn't butt heads. We just wanted to be together. We wanted to share and speak the language and look into each other's eyes. And that was incredible. What an awesome, awesome, loving group. And then the ships 3-4 days of ships. I had never seen them before. I believed in them, but I'd never seen them. And our deck seemed to be kind of a beacon or something. My beautiful roommates, if I may say their names, Jessica and Kelly, we saw them together, and we screamed and cried and laughed, and it was the most amazing thing. And what great confirmation that we got that they were there to support us, that we were there on a mission, and they knew it, and they wanted us to know they were there. And I had one very personal encounter that it was right over the trees as soon as I walked out on that front deck all by myself, and it was low, and it hovered there. And I'll never forget it. It changed my life, and it was all good. It was all good. And we all had our encounters, and it was truly amazing. And then the third kind of miracle for me was getting home, Ariel. As you said, believe that it will happen, and it will. I was scheduled to leave Little Rock Airport at 6 p.m., I would have sat there by myself all those hours when we had gotten there about 1:30. There was a flight out at 2:30. It took 3 tries, but I finally got someone to put me on that 2:30 flight. But the next flight out that I needed was only a 15-minute window from landing one jet and taking off on the other. I said, I don't care, just put me on it. Unfortunately, the flight out of Little Rock was 25 minutes late.
Oh.
I said, that's okay. I'll be in Atlanta. I'll just sit there and wait. And Ariel, you said, feel it, taste it, know it, think it, believe it, manifest it. And so I worked on that. I really did. Somehow we made up all that time getting to Atlanta. I got off the airplane quickly, which is not heard of in these days with all the baggage up above. It takes forever to get off the plane. I got off that plane. There was the next gate. I got my standby seat, got on the next jet. They closed the door behind me, and I and my baggage arrived home 5 hours early.
Oh,
helping hands, yes. Validation, yes. Manifestation abilities, stronger, absolutely. And then the last little piece, I did some work on a friend that I have worked on before, some healing work. And she said, Nancy, you are at least 50% stronger than you were. She said, whoa. I came home a different person. I truly did. And I am so grateful, Lavendar, for staying with me and getting me there. And Ariel and Tammy and everyone else, I just love you. You changed my life. And we're definitely a family. Thank you so much.
Oh, Nancy, it's just so beautifully stated, and what great demonstrations that you had, like just one right after the other. And yes, you do have a family. You've met them in this lifetime, and we'll always be here for each other.
Yes.
So thank you so much. I'm just so proud of you for, you know, you made it through the window, and you made your appointment with destiny. You know?
I needed to be there, and thank goodness I was. Love you all.
Love you too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That's just wonderful. That just warmed my heart now. I'm looking for the next caller here. The switchboard is really full, so I'm having to filter through. Okay, next we are going to talk to Olivia. Hello, sweetie.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Wow. Hi. I want to say that it was quite the week. What a week we had. It was an extraordinary one of group harmony, so much love and empowerment. And the icing on the cake for me was calling in the ships and actually having one answer the call. So with flashlights in tow, four of us Starseed sisters, late one evening, we decided to walk a few blocks from our cabins, away from the lights, to do some ship trekking, as we called it.
Mm-hmm.
We found an open spot with fewer trees, a good sky view, and laid down and got comfortable. We held hands and were very lighthearted and playful, and one of us said, "Let's have a slumber party." So that started a very childlike innocence that was present through the whole evening. We definitely were in our heart space and trusting a ship would show itself. And one surely did. Whoa. We waited maybe 5 to 7 minutes or so after the summoning, and then there it was, a huge starship, not saucer-shaped, but shaped more like a bat, quite close, silent, and smack dab in front of our eyes view. It had a lovely soft haze over it, giving what I would describe as a bit of a phantom-like appearance. It proceeded to move slowly from left to right, as if our galactic friends deliberately wanted us to enjoy and take in their demonstration. Extraordinary, to say the least. At one point, a long, bright, and powerful stream of light shot out one end of the ship. Magnificent. Then the ship seemed to disappear into another dimension. Needless to say, we were ecstatic and like little kids, squealing and kicking our feet, laughing uncontrollably and saying, "Thank you, thank you." We calmed down some and went back into wait mode, trusting they just might demonstrate to us again. And sure enough, within 5 to 7 minutes, the same ship came into our awareness for the second time, truly majestic and right in front of us. It felt as if we were front row center at the most momentous event and had the best seats in town. Just as before, the ship moved slowly across the sky, and then there it was, the long stream of bright, powerfully charged light shooting out with great force. Quite dramatic. I could feel my body quiver. This same demonstration from our galactic friends took place a total of 5 times that night. I have an inkling they got as much a kick out of our earthly demonstration of uncontrollable joy and gratitude and couldn't help but reveal themselves to us many times. It actually felt like it was an exchange. We too gave to them. I found this to be one of the most wonderful experiences of my life and one I shall forever cherish. What a time it was.
Wow. Well, and I could just picture you out there like a bunch of, you know, grade school kids, just complete, you know, unabashed, wild abandon and joy. And that was really the beauty in this event, that everybody went to their core being.
Yeah.
You know, and all the layers of the onion that we collect, you know, in the third dimension, just all went away. Everybody went back to their core, and I have never seen such unity in a large group
me
of
too.
People that never met before.
Me too. It was effortless to go into that space with one another, and the beauty and the heart expansion that took place for me in our Starseed group that week was it's changed me forever, and I think everybody for being so present and full of so much love and joy. We had a lot of laughter going on.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, your frequency is never higher than when you're laughing, you know, or crying with gratitude.
Yeah.
That's just about as good as it gets.
So I thank everybody.
Thank you so much, Olivia. It was great to see you again.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for calling, sweetie.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. I can just picture them lying on the ground, kicking their feet like little kids. okay. Next. And we actually did have representatives of the male gender on this trip. We had a trinity of three men, and next we're going to hear from Fick, also known as Ficklin, who is one of the trinity of men. Welcome, Fick, you're on the air.
Well, hello, everybody. Glad to be here. It's good to hear everybody's testimonies and their voices.
Right? It's good to hear them again. So tell us about your approach to this event. I understand you had something in amazing happen before you even got there.
Well, yes, when I was about 10 miles from actually getting to the resort, I was coming down the road, and there weren't many cars on the road, and straight ahead of me in the blue sky was this cylinder, kind of, you know, aluminum, luminous in color, and it was just staying right there, and it was just staying in one spot, and I kept watching it, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared. So, and that's the first time I've ever seen a UFO in my life, and it was just like, it was telling me hello, and I just knew that's what it was, and gosh, that was just the beginning. It was the best trip I've taken before, and I've taken a lot of trips over the last decade, but for so many reasons. Number one, the connotations were just beyond,
Sweetie, you're cutting out, so we're only hearing every other few words that you're saying. Can you get in a different position, or because we don't want to miss a word.
Is this better?
Seems to be. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. So okay, you saw the your first UFO ever, and I think you said this was the best trip you've ever taken, but I wanted to not put words in your mouth.
Oh, it was. It was by far the best trip I've ever taken. The accommodations were just best. And I would have to say, number one, the people, you know, being that many starseed women was really amazing. And I can't tell you what an experience it was. I loved every minute of it, really. The men's job was very easy. We were kind of there to stabilize the women. And David, Paul, and myself, I think we did a good job. And,
yeah.
And from beginning to end, it was just love, joy. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And it was the best group ever. There was no these people. I didn't see any whatsoever. It was just an honor to be there. And it was really there.
Yeah, you know, we're losing half of your sentences, I'm sorry to say.
Sorry.
But I think I understood that you said it was an honor to be there, and certainly we were honored to have you there. And your comment before that was that everyone got along so well that it was surprising, and really, I mean, everybody has that same opinion, so it's great to have it reinforced. So if we continue, I'll try to interpret if in case your phone cuts out some more.
Okay, well, and I wanted to also, you know, thank the leaders, you and who organized and planned the trip, and who gave us the flexibility to kind of play it by ear when we needed to. And, you know, things unfolded just perfectly. And, you know, the free day, we had a free day, and I had a wonderful experience in the middle of the forest all by myself. And so the nature there was another aspect of it. And then I wanted to thank Tammy, who was the troubleshooter, and her attitude and approach is just perfect. And I think everybody loves Tammy, and she no doubt has a heart made of gold. And then I want to, of course, thank Lavender, because she told us that the Palladians would be there and the craft would be there, and she was certainly right. And it's an understatement to say that she has good connections. So, what a special woman. And her readings and her presence just blessed us all. And to see her being joyful was really precious to me, and it was very well deserved. And I think Lavender is just beyond description, and you just had to be there. But anyway, found some great crystals, and I have them all cleaned up, and I have a very nice collection. And I guess that's about it for me.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, and I know that I agree with everything you said, and I'm glad you found some good crystals that obviously wanted to go home with you. And, you know, through those crystals, you are always connected to that moment in time and to all of us. So
thank
we
you.
Love you, Thich, and thank you so much for calling and sharing your experience with our audience.
Thank you. I love you all very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, you know, I would like to just interject here that, and Lavender, you can join me on this, that we said in the beginning that the combined energy of the group would dictate whether or not we got to experience sightings, high strangeness, because if there had been any person in the group that had fallen into you know, judgment or any of those lower vibrations, bringing, you know, baggage from home, so to speak, none of that would have happened. And Lavender said that from the very beginning, that it would be the combined energy of the group that would dictate how much we got to experience. So the fact that everyone saw ships, we had high strangeness, that's just a testament to the power of unison, of purpose, and, you know, feeling of loving family around you. So, having said that, Lavender, would you please come on and explain, because I know we're going to have more people talking about this. We've just touched on it briefly about the occurrence of invisibility. But could you just give us, like, the how that happens. Tell us how that happens and why it's perceived as invisibility.
Okay. Well, it can happen at several different levels. They can actually bring kind of a mirror down and set it up to where the driver of the van would not be able to see the people standing there. That's one way. The other way was, well, when I did Kathy's chart reading, I looked at her, and I looked at her chart, and I said, well, you have the mastership of invisibility. I said, were you one of those that was standing out in the group when the vans kept going by and wouldn't stop? She said, yes. And I said, well, you probably called it because you were holding the space and something was activated in your DNA that probably helped cause it. I would say that that was one of the factors. The other factor was that there was a demonstration afoot. They wanted to be able to say, we can show you the invisibility cloak. And mass. It wasn't just for one person. It was for I don't know how many. I never get the count on it. I think it was like
it
what?
It was everybody.
Six or seven or eight people.
Everybody.
Was it everybody?
Every single person except for the person that were driving their own cars, which were maybe four people. Okay. Everybody was standing out on the street, you know, in front of their cabin, waiting to be picked up, and the vans kept driving by and couldn't see anybody. And they kept saying, well, they're not coming out. They must be, you know, fixing their hair or something. And I talked to every single person individually, and they said, no, we were standing there waving our arms like, hey, and they just drive right by. So the whole group was invisible.
Well, the other explanation is that the energies of the group had risen so high that they couldn't be seen by the drivers, because the drivers were not in the same consciousness space as we were. That's another explanation.
Well, that seems to fit the large number, because every single person experienced that as a, you know, in little clusters. You know, there are three or four up here, and then three or four down here, and you know, they're standing out waiting to be picked up to be brought to dinner. And the fans just keep driving by and never saw them. So anyway, we're going to have more people talk about how that felt.
Okay. Go ahead.
So we're going to move on now, and we're going to talk to Sally right now. If your mic opens up. Okay, you're on the
air.
Hi there. Hey.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Star Family. Nice to be a part of this incredible talk show today and radio show. I'm so grateful to be here, and I just can't even begin to tell you. I guess the first thing is tell you how appreciative I am of that I was right on time and that I made that trip happen. I'm so happy. Since I've been home, I haven't thought of anything except how grateful I am, and I almost didn't make it. And all I can say is that would have been a very sad moment for me in my life, because my life is now forever changed meeting this incredible Star Family. So that's kind of the first thing. The second is I wanted to also say, when we arrived at the airport, I met Ariel and Tammy for the first time, and Lavendar, and I just have to say there was tears of recognition. It was amazing. We've definitely have known each other for a very long time, and talk about rites of passage and natural state. Our group really had such a deep soul connection and such permission to really be at the core, Ariel, as you said. That really gave all of us, I think, just an opportunity to explore several parts of our personalities with each other, just knowing that we would be unconditionally accepted with each other. So there seemed to be, that was to build that frequency up for us that created such a container to have some of these moments of high strangeness happen. And I would like to talk about Fisher Mountain and the experience that I believe we all had there. First of all, Lavendar had said that our Pleiadian ship, the Star of Bethlehem, would be there. And I didn't see the Star of Bethlehem, but I certainly felt our Pleiadian brothers and sisters. And Fisher Mountain, the rumor was that taking our group to go crystal digging there would be a waste of time, because there wouldn't be any crystals to be found. But what they were meaning were like large crystals. But there was something else that was happening there of high strangeness. And there had bulldozed the roads and part of the strip mining of the mountain, digging and taking out all of the crystal, you would think. But there was an amazing experience of these seed crystals that were perfectly formed, that were laying on top of the soil. That was completely astonishing. And all of us were able to just pick as many as we wanted to. And my feeling was that these were actually dropped from the ship with codes into those little crystals. It was highly unusual to see anything like that, especially on top of the surface or digging very little, maybe a couple of inches below the topsoil. And I felt that was a special gift for us and our star-seeded group that was there. So that alone, and then the opportunity to sit in a circle and have Lavender share such an incredible story with us of our deeper connection. I will never forget Fisher Mountain, and I know that there will be other experiences for other people, and I certainly hope that the next group that gets to go will have an opportunity to go back to Fisher Mountain and experience the sweetness of such a beautiful place. And the other thing I'd like to say is that we were given an opportunity. Some of us had some of the Giza crystals and did some grid work and probably dropped little crystals all over Lake Washita and in and around the bathhouses and hot springs. And what an amazing opportunity to have those crystals be continued to be dropped and placed around the globe, and especially in such a powerful place as Mount Ida and Little Rock and Hot Springs, Arkansas. It is a gorgeous place, and I can't wait to come back and be with all of you again. And that's about it.
Well, we are planning another trip, and I know we all wanted to just turn around and go right back right away, but we got to get through the holidays, and it is a lot of work to plan an event like that, but we are going to do it again, and certainly everybody from the first trip is invited, and we will be looking for more members of the Soul family according to astrological markings. But Sally, thank you so much for calling and sharing that. And you're so right about Fisher Mountain. Those little bitty crystals were a gift. They did not start off there, I don't think. Lavendar could probably confirm that. But thank you so much for calling in, Sally. We love you.
I love you very, very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, sweetie. So, you know, we have a lot of people on the switchboard, and I can a lot of the callers are having trouble with the audio quality, so please try to bear with us because it's just kind of on overload right now. But next we are going to hear from one of our Canadian family, Claudia. Hello, sweetie.
Hi, Ariel.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you fine. And
okay,
you're probably
great.
The farthest away.
Exactly. I just wanted to, I basically agree with everyone's story that we just heard, and Fisher Mountain and the crystals, the baths, and all of the above. But I have one story that I'd like to share that was kind of high strangeness for me, or you can call a galactic demonstration, where basically, your cottage with you, Lavendar, and Tammy were behind us, and we had kind of like a little circle there. And I think for mostly like every day that we were there, there was these crows that would fly around our cottages. There's about three or four of them, and then fly back to Lavendar, yours, and Tammy's cottage, and they would just circle around and around and around. And it was just the most amazing thing to watch every morning that we were waiting for the trucks to come pick us up. It was just amazing.
Huh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it would fly from our cottage, like the little circle thing that we had, all the way to yours. And I'm like, Lavendar sent out the birds to check up on us.
Wow.
But, yeah, that was pretty cool, and I just had so many experiences there. It was anyway, even to get myself to the trip, I have to thank my beautiful friend Joanne, and getting there and helping me out with all the financial coordinates, and it was a miracle for me to even be there, and to meet all my beautiful star family and just be grateful. Also to be grateful for the work, my creative work, my jewelry. I got to share with everybody, and everybody was just sparkling with the jewels on them. I just loved it.
Oh, it's beautiful work too. Do you have a website where you sell that?
We're working on it. It's
great.
It's, Yeah, we're working on it just as we speak. Like, I mean, when I got home, it's just been nonstop. I have I'm doing a national women's show here in Canada, so it's just been crazy since I got back, but crazy good. And, so that's about it, I guess. There's many more, but, I mean, I can sit with you guys and talk till, like, tomorrow morning.
Well, it was just a pleasure, and I know that you and several of the people really had to surmount various types of obstacles, whether it was work, whether it was money, whether it was family or people, you know, trying to keep you from going.
Mm-hmm.
But you all made it through those little speed bumps. And once you broke through that, there's no stopping you now, baby.
No way. I'm telling you, there's this, like, new profound me. Like, whatever needed to be cleared up, it was cleared up on that flight once we left, because we came a day before, Vanya and I, and we got to see you before everybody, you and Lavendar before everyone else, and that was like a bonus.
That was funny. I passed you in the airport in Atlanta. It's like, I think I know those two.
I'm like, that has to be Ariel. That's crazy. She's wearing the same pants, the same shirt as the picture. I'm like, Vanya, that has to be her.
Yeah. Well, it was the same pants, but not the same shirt. But it was the same color.
The blue, I meant.
Yeah.
The same color blue.
That's my traveling outfit. Well, Vanya, give Vanya a big hug for us. And
I will.
We'll just really look forward to that future moment when we're together again. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, very soon, very soon, Ariel.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, love you
all.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, let's see. We have two more people to hear from, and then Tammy is going to handle the emails from people that live in time zones that are vastly different from ours. But next we are going to be talking to Georgia. Hello, Georgia.
Hi, Ariel. How are you?
Well, I'm just really glad to hear your voice again. It's just great. This is like a family reunion, and it's only been a week.
I know. It's absolutely, I'm just tickled to death just to connect up with people energetically through the phone lines again. I really do miss everybody. My experience, like everyone else's, was absolutely amazing. I'm fond of saying I'm never surprised anymore, but I'm always amazed, and this definitely came through big time. But like quite a few other people, I had things going on and another trip planned a week and a half before that one when I heard about this, and I read the email and went, I don't know why. I wasn't even sure what it was about, but I know I have to go. And I said, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this, but I'm going to go. And 2 days later, my daughter was hanging out in a casino with her boyfriend. She's bored to death with that stuff and inadvertently threw a quarter in and won $2,000 and paid me back the money she owed me. And I went, okay. And there was a lot of people coming up with stories like that got there that way. So if anybody in the future ever feels that pull, don't worry about the details. Those are just little details that if you meant to go, you'll find a way there. But when I got there, I was just bowled over with that feeling of, I felt like I'd come back to a place called home. That's literally what it felt like. And whatever, Dorothy and the Ruby slippers, I think they were crystal slippers, actually, because we were clicking those things together like it was nobody's business. But I've never been in a group of strangers that didn't feel at all like strangers from the very beginning to the very end. I felt no judgment, no ego, which was amazing and wonderful, and just the validation of knowing that they understood your path. And you know, most of us are out there, most people are on this show or calling into the show or listening to this show because we've all felt like we were kind of floating out there a little bit different than everyone else. And it was such a validation to meet the people at a soul level that you've known for so many lifetimes. And it was amazing to me to see that there was an amazing level of really true innate gifts of healing among the healers there. We'd all done our studying and seeking and learning, but there were innate healing gifts that I could clearly see from so many people that came up from another way, through their DNA, through their cellular structure. They were really gifted healers in their own right, in their own methods that weren't something you would even go out and take a class in. And Tammy and Claudia were really instrumental in helping me with some things that were coming up. So I was really, really grateful to them for that. But during the week, the staff was amazing. They really were truly in a state of grace, and they could not one single person there that we ran into in any capacity could have been more gracious and accommodating, to the point that you're thinking, okay, yeah, we're nice, we're being nice to everybody, but is anybody this great? I couldn't believe how nice everybody was. It was just unbelievable. You don't get that kind of service, I can tell you, in a lot of other places. And I also felt like from the time I stepped in there, it was an initiation of sort of almost being having the opportunity to see yourself in more of a mastership and stepping up fully into it, given the opportunity to really step fully into it and to see and feel yourself in that position for what we're here to do, what each of us is here to do in our own way. And I was also shown during the week the points that the weaker points for me, those things you work at with your authentic self, your natural state, trying to reach that. And I was able to see everything more clearly there. I think the energetics were so strong. I'm a galactic shaman. I work on a very shamanic dynamic with shamanic energy, and I grew a lot in that area while I was there, and I saw more, and I felt the space and time shift, and it always felt like we weren't quite in this space and time all the time. It shifted back and forth a lot. It felt like the veil got thinner. And we also got the treat of Ariel's singing and playing, which was great. They talk about people singing worlds into being. I think she might have been one of those in a past thing. It was wonderful to listen to her. And the small crystals in the Fisher mine, I won't go back through that story, but as soon as I got out of the van, my guides told me, look small, think small. And I looked down and I saw those crystals, and they were beckoning us to pick them up. And when I got them back to the room, I held one in each hand, and my hands just pulsed with the energy that were in those crystals, and it formed a triangle from my heart to each hand. And they, I actually, since I've gotten back, I'm beginning to share some of them with healers here in my area, in the Seattle area, that make elixirs and do things like that, because I'm getting the hit that that's what I need to do with some of them. And we saw a lot of orbs. In pictures we took, we'd look at the pictures later, so there was many beings there watching and supporting us, and we felt very, I felt like I was engulfed in a big hug from the top of the universe to the bottom of the earth. That's what it felt like to me, like I was engulfed in a big hug. So it's a experience I'll never forget, and I definitely hope to go back. It was an absolute pleasure meeting and putting the face to you, Ariel, and to Tammy and to Lavendar. And I somehow wasn't a bit surprised when I met you guys, but I was just totally overjoyed. You know, I felt like I've known all of you for a very long time, and I so appreciate all the work you put into that. I know how much work it was. So that's all I want to say is thank you. I'm just in total gratitude and trying to process. And like Nancy, I'm having experiences of bending time and space here. When I'm trying to get somewhere and something's coming up and I know I need to be there and I've done everything I can, I all of a sudden I'm there when I'm supposed to be, and I don't know how I got there. But it's really amazing. I've seen a big shift that way since I got back.
Okay.
So thank you very much, and I love you all.
Well, thank you so much, Georgia. Thank you so much for calling in, and I look forward to another hug in the physical as soon as we can get it all together.
Absolutely.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, last but certainly not least here, we have Chris to tell us your story, your experience.
Am I on?
Oh,
hello. Well, I first want to say, you know, thank you to you, Tammy, and Lavendar for making this happen. It was absolutely magical. The place was beautiful. The energies were incredible, and I hope I brought some of that home with me. And I want to say ditto to everything every other caller has said. You know, I'm sitting here shaking my head and saying, yeah. So I think what I want to do is talk about, especially for people who think they might want to do this in the future, personal experience I had in the traveling aspect of the trip, because, you know, when you travel alone, sometimes, you know, it can be a lonely experience, but definitely I think I know I had helping hands, and I'm sure other people did too. So one of the things that happened for me was I came in a day early, and when I got into the Little Rock Airport and I made my way to the baggage claim area, I checked out the arrival board, and my flight was not listed. And so I thought, okay, well, here's a crowd of people. I'll just stand here with them. And there were probably about 50 people standing around these carousels. And while I was standing there, a tall, white-haired woman dressed in all white walked up to me and said, "Where did you come in from?" And I said, "Denver." And she said, "Oh, well, the Denver carousel is down there." And she points, and it's about, I don't know, 15 yards. And she said, "It's around the corner on the right." And I kind of looked at her like, "What?" And she said, "Oh, well, I saw that it had Denver written above the carousel." And I'm like, "Okay." So I walked down there and turned the corner, and sure enough, there's two more baggage carousels. But the interesting thing is that it did not say Denver above either one of the carousels, and yet my baggage arrived. So I think that was a little high strangeness. The other thing that happened was that my flight out of Little Rock, in order to make my connection and get home Saturday night, left at 2:05. And I had in my head that that was okay, but on one of the conference calls, Ariel, you said, make sure you don't book your flight before 2:30. So I had a silent little mini meltdown thinking, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then I pulled it together and thought, oh, shoot, if you miss your flight, you can just stay there, you know, and fly out the next day. It's no big deal. So I had everything in place in case that happened. And I can kind of obsess about things like that. But I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm putting it out of my mind. You know, whatever happens, happens. I just let it go. Well, what happened was when the vans came around to pick us up on the last day, you know, they took us to breakfast and then on to the airport, there was an SUV that was loading up luggage. I saw my luggage go in the SUV, and it definitely was not the last one in. So there were other ones that followed, you know, so it was kind of buried. When we arrived at the airport, and I think Nancy said it was at 1:30, we pulled up behind the SUV, and there was one bag sitting on the curb, and it was mine. And so I went, okay then. I said my goodbye, so I grabbed my bag and, you know, made it in time. So that was for me, the helping hands for me personally, and I think that were available to all of us on this trip. And I just wanted to acknowledge that, and, you know, and also for people, you know, thinking about, you know, coming in the future, that the trip is not, it doesn't start when you get there. The trip really does start when you form your intent to go. At least that's the way it was for me. So,
you're so right.
I got a major download. I don't know how people went back to work when they got back home. I literally did nothing for a week, literally. And before, like, my feet were on the ground. And so it was just overall incredible trip, amazing people. Oh, and the other thing is that, you know, I've been on lots of little spiritual quests, and they're always full of middle-aged and older women. And this one, we had young people. And that just made me so happy to see that they showed up and that we were all a part of something really big. So I want to thank the younger people for being on time, because it really made me happy to see them. So that's pretty much all I have to say.
Well, that's great, and those are great observations, Chris, and I really, really appreciate you adding that to, rather than repeating what everyone else was saying. That was really nice, nice observations on your part. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Ariel. Love you guys.
We love you, too.
Okay,
now back to work.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Chris is our switchboard co-host along with Fiona. So let me just go ahead and put you back on mute. And next, we are going to we're going to go to you, Tammy, so let me get your mic open. Tammy.
Yes.
Hey.
Boy,
well,
my blood crystals are percolating.
The crystals, your blood crystals are percolating?
Just listening to everyone's stories has just got me feeling like I'm right back there on Fisher Mountain.
Well, I can understand that. And I would like to acknowledge that the seed for this whole event was given to Tammy, and Tammy planted it, and I tended the garden, and Lavendar navigated the harvest, and that's really the way we, as a three-sister spin, we worked it, and it was just really wonderful to be part of a three-sister spin that went so high. So, Tammy, I know you have some emails from people that couldn't be with us live. If you'd like to offer those to the audience, I know you have some good stuff.
All right, and would it be all right if I started with myself?
Okay.
All right, I just have to get this out of the way. It was an honor and a privilege to be a part of this first grand adventure, taking this group of starseeds to Arkansas. The union, or should I say reunion, of our soul family coming together in unison of purpose was as harmonious as it gets. As I type this, my heart is filling up with remembrance and knowing of how life can be. It'll take some time for me to come back to the ground from the week of such high resonance and vibration. The Divine 30 that heard the call and made the quest, no matter the hardships or the roadblocks, were elevated and upspiraled in miraculous and unforeseen ways. High strangeness was at peak performance as our blood crystals began to percolate to the same spin, to the same vibration. As I would look around the room, everyone was engaged in the art of conversation, of listening to one another, and just with such respect and awe. A room full of masters coming together full circle with their rites of passage in the natural state. If one person had a need, three would be there to ask permission and then to assist if it was needed. I observed so many three sister spins going on throughout the week. It just was a natural occurrence. A week of such behavior in a community of like-minded souls can be very nurturing and very spoiling to come back to your everyday life. Lavendar was at peak performance as she delivered personal chart readings and shared stories from her vault of what I call goodness gracious great balls of fire. At least once a day, Lavendar would come out with her whoa factor and set the tone for downloads and all kinds of fun and events. It wasn't hard to find her as you just spotted a crowd and she would be in the middle of it. And Ariel, you had this trip so fine-tuned and orchestrated that our days just flowed like clockwork. And my gratitude goes to you for all the hours that you spent on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, to make this first ever Starseed Crystal Quest a blissful success. The planning for this trip was a major undertaking, and Ariel mastered the event.
Oh,
Ariel also blessed us with two concerts, and moments in time we'll forever cherish, as her voice has a special resonance that activates us and just touches you at a soul level. An event of such high integrity as I have just experienced gives me great hope for the future and confirmation of the power of unison of purpose to upspiral to greater ways of being. I've read about such occasions where there was such a community, and I thought I was going to have to rent a canoe, travel hundreds of miles down the Amazon and find a lost tribe to experience what I experienced with this group. And thank you all so much.
Oh, that was so well expressed, and thank you. It was really from the heart.
All right, and now on to Miss Vanya. This quest for me started out as an opportunity to spend time with starseed beings like me, which was a gift in itself. It was also a time for me to reconnect myself to Gaia in an intimate way, together what I had left behind so very long ago. Let me say that this is not what this quest turned out to be. It is so very much more than this. This was a historical event on a multitude of levels. This was a historic time for Lavendar to trust and to release knowledge she long held close for fear of persecution and lack of understanding. This was a historic time for all of the starseeds on this trip to meet in this lifetime to acknowledge a deeper level of knowing ourselves and each other. And finally, a historic time for Gaia and her healing to begin. We all were amazed at the comfort level and familiarity we all had for one another, each one of us bringing gifts to this quest that we are all still processing to this day. The love in each of our hearts for Gaia, the process, and each other is what left a lasting impression on the area in which we stayed. I am so very grateful and humble and moved to have had the chance to spend time with my galactic mother, Lavendar, and my brothers and sisters. I left this quest knowing more about myself and that I should not doubt, as I am always on time in my rites of passage. Tammy, you were the one who pointed out to me that the Devic Kingdom was reaching out to me while I was there, and I was confused as to why me. The Monday following our return home, both Claudia and I met up with a fellow starseed back home. This woman who Lavendar had done a reading for, too, was the one to help me understand that at one point in my incarnation, I too was a fairy. That revelation rocked me to the core. I wept with understanding as your words echoed in my head. You know, it is always difficult to reconcile something to which you could not conceive it to be true. I mean, in this current incarnation, I am so far from being a fairy like that, it was inconceivable that I could ever been such a beautiful and delicate being. Thank you, and I look forward with much anticipation to our next meeting. Love and galactic hugs, Vanya. And Vanya, you are that beautiful earth being.
Yeah, Vanya, thank you so much for writing that. I know you're going to listen to this in the archives, but it was a joy to have you there. Thank you.
And now a letter from Leslie. I don't have a huge story to talk about, but did want to say there was so much going on. It was a week of magic. Every moment went into the next. The synchronicities never ended. Every time I sat in the van, I was having moments of reuniting with information, souls, and aspects of myself. The week was so effortless for the amount of empowerment we all gained. It became years of momentum truly happening in moments. The story I already shared with Lavender was when I asked to see a spaceship, and the message I received was, "You will see a spaceship when you go home." I laughed because I've never heard of a sighting in Minnesota. Well, the first night back at 4 a.m., I was staring out my bedroom window, and there it was. I yelled so loud I woke everyone up. I laid there and laughed for a good 10 minutes. Sometimes it's just a matter of opening up to the idea. I am sure being around Lavender for a week helped. Thank you, Lavender, Ariel, and Tammy, for bringing us all together for an unforgettable week. And thank you, Leslie, for all that you contributed in those amazing drawings.
Oh, those were incredible. Leslie's an artist, and she would draw something like crop circles, but they were completely relevant to the group, and they were beautiful. So thank you so much, Leslie, for doing that and for sharing your story with us.
All right, and now we'll move along to our friends down under, Pat and Louise. I'll start off with Pat. So sorry that I can't be in the call or on the show as I'm on my way home, and it takes 2 days on and off planes and hanging out in airports. I don't get home until after the show airs. My comment is that it was an awesome experience of love, harmony, and the reunion of soul family, and the meaning of it all will be unfolding for a long time to come. Even seeing the names on the emails fills my heart to overflowing. It was unforgettable, and there was also a great joy for me to see Lavender's happiness and seeing her sacred mission of holding so much wisdom for so long, finding such a receptive home and being able to be embodied in the family. Lots of love, Pat. And now I would like to read a poem that Pat wrote March the 10th of this year. To Lavender, galactic warrior of light, my vision soars into infinite space. My dreams merge with the truth you unfold. The now reality, the swirling colors, shades of gold, infused with iridescent pearl and violet. Not yet named, but felt in the soul as power and light. I have always been a galactic being in my soul. Now this is confirmed. The way ahead is clear. We are the chosen, unlikely goddesses for the unseen, weaving our magic through the codes of blood, merging in the crystal heart of Mother Earth. Cloaked with grace, we step lightly, touching all we pass with a seed of love. Now we meet in a growing web of recognition, and we await the day when the truth blazes on the sky. The time returns. Now is the time.
Whoa. I love that, Pat. Thank you so much.
So beautiful. Thank you, Pat. And here is a note from Louise from Australia. Wow, what can I say about my experience on the Crystal Quest? I feel blessed, connected to the crystal grid again. I came together with my star family, remembering many things and gained new memories to last me for many, many years. You will all forever have a place within my heart. Please give my love and blessings to everyone. Louise. Thank you so much, Louise. It was a pleasure meeting you and Pat, our Starseed family from Australia.
And, you know, I'm surprised Louise didn't mention it in her email, but the moment she arrived at Mountain Harbor, and I guess we have actually said that, We were at Mountain Harbor Resort and Spa in Mount Ida, Arkansas. It is world class with extras. And Louise basically got off the van from the airport, started walking around the woods around her cabin, and her totem is eagle. And within minutes, she had 12 eagles spiraling above her head. She went nuts. I mean, she literally went nuts screaming through the woods. Yeah, the joy was just bubbling out of her. I'll never forget it. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
That was a cute sight.
Yeah. So go ahead, continue.
All right, next, Stephanie Albright. I attended the Arkansas Starseed Quest 2012. I'm on my way to offer my services to Hawaii after having one of the best family gatherings yet. Your life will be enhanced through the growth and love you will experience. For those of you listening to this, by all means, get yourself a star chart reading and get yourself to one of the upcoming Starseed gatherings. I went without any expectations, just openness to enjoy the moment, to enjoy moment by moment whatever came my way. What happened was beyond my expectations. I was a part of an amazing awareness and kindred souls coming together for a wonderful gathering to remember our talents, soul's direction, and our connections with each other and the new earth. I feel that this type of coming together will be a common way of sparking the inspiration within one another as we, the people, join as a diverse team, accepting each other just as we are. Diversity through understanding and acceptance, creating a universe of unconditional love consciousness. We are moving into our role as keepers of the new earth through joining together instead of separation, through love instead of war. And Lavendar has shown us how to up spiral and how special we are. Love to all, always, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie.
Stephanie was a real treat and brought lots of laughter and joy. All right, next we have Miss Colleen. Hello to my Starseed family. I would like to say a few words about the Starseed Crystal Quest to Arkansas. First, I'd like to thank each and every person who took part in this amazing week, especially the three men who held a trinity of balance for all the divine feminine energy coming in. I felt nothing but love and support from each and every one of you. I felt bathed in love the entire week. The highlights of the trip for me were many, though I will only mention two. The day on Fisher Mountain was amazing, finding the beautiful little perfectly clear crystals laying all over the top of the ground, and I mean all over. All we had to do was look for a sparkle and pick our crystal up. It seemed like they were left there for us to find effortlessly. The day on Fisher Mountain ended as beautifully as it started, with teachings on Athena given by Lavendar, as we all relaxed and took in the wonderment of the teachings, the surroundings, and each other. The next thing I'll mention is our last night in Arkansas. The whole night was amazing. We were all so connected by then. There is one moment that stands out for me, though, and that is when we all stood in a circle, holding hands and singing, "You Lift Me Up," to Lavendar. Tears were streaming down each and every person's face. The intensity of the heartfelt emotion, love, and unity was amazing, unlike anything I've felt before. In ending, I would like to say thank you to Starseed Academy for providing a network for us to find each other. With much love and gratitude, Colleen.
Oh, that was a great moment. Several great moments there. So do we have one more?
Time for two more?
Just barely. I hope they're not too long.
All right, I'll read fast. Next we have David. First off, I would like to thank Ariel, Tammy, and Lavendar for putting together such a wonderful trip. Much love to you all. Hello, my name is David. My intent for sharing is to have another perspective so that others may have another viewpoint of the trip. My sun sign is Aries, and I'm from Oklahoma. Looking back, this trip has forever changed me. The experience itself seemed at first like it didn't really have a big of an impact as I had thought coming in. I stood corrected. As Lavendar continued reading new information from the vault, more confirmations about our reality began to set in. I felt relief come over me when she shared the information with us. I have spent the past year making the full transition to a much more awakened state, and I am very grateful to have met such a wonderful group of people whom I could share this experience with. You all made my time worth the trip. To sum things up, I would like to say that I would highly recommend any starseed who wishes to learn more about the happenings of today's world or looking for personal growth to definitely check it out. I look forward to the next time we meet again, and I am privileged to have shared that week together with you all. Thank you, everyone. In light and love, David.
Oh, David was so sweet. He was one of the younger ones with such wisdom.
All right.
And one more?
Yeah. One more. You have time?
Just, yeah. Oh,
all right. Susie, this is from Miss Susie from Germany, or London. Having returned to London after my trip to the U.S., I am nowhere close to grasping the full scope of how incredible this crystal quest has been. While a lot of things happening during this, while a lot of things happened during this trip, I believe my story started before the trip while I was visiting my sister in Missouri 2 weeks before. The weather had been unpredictable with thunder and lightning one evening and a bright and sunny day the next. It was on one of those stormy nights that I had a dream of fighting a demon. I clearly recalled a one-on-one battle in the middle of it, and I remembered I'm a light being and decided to generate light from my solar plexus and drew it out of my hands. Holding the ball of light, I steadied the demon to a point that I was able to shove the ball of light right in and down his throat, and it fell away and dissipated in my dream. I woke up a little puzzled but invigorated and excited as I was able to remember all aspects of the dream and thought, yeah, at last, I know what I should be doing after years of light work. During our week together, I had the honor and an incredible experience of digging an Athena crystal. On the first day at the mine and with no knowledge of how to communicate or work with this crystal, I felt the urge to clutch it in my hands while I went to sleep that night. Not to mention I had the Giza crystals under my pillow when I went to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, I felt a little heavy in my head, but proceeded to go to a different mine with a group for another day of digging. As we arrived at the mine, I felt this incredibly heavy energy sort of crowded over me, and my head started to spin. My stomach began to roll, and my legs weakened. I approached Tammy for help, unbeknownst to me that Tammy was also passing some energy herself, and we both acknowledged the stubborn energy refused to budge. What happened afterwards was that I wasn't able to dig at all and needed to retreat to the car, hoping to rest, but instead I had one of the most incredible experiences of my life with the help of Jessica, who's such an amazing light worker. I won't go into details except that I had a huge process in the car in the middle of the mine. What came through was not of me and far beyond my comprehension. My body still shivers when I think about it, and I know I won't ever forget it. The next morning, the beautiful Claudia brought along some cards, and she was pulling out the contact cards for me, and my jaw dropped when she showed me what my cards were. They were Mars, Battleship, and Orion, the Goddess Slayer. Whoa. That about says it all for me. I certainly felt I had been in battle the last 24 hours. The picture on the last card of the Goddess Slayer was looking mean and scary, and it was not until I went back to my room that evening that I realized it was the same face of the demon I dreamed of 2 weeks ago. I forgot about that dream until that moment. It was such a significant and powerful moment for me. After those 2 days, regardless of whether I've been in a battle or not, I was feeling as good as new, so I definitely felt like a winner. I've been to quite a number of sacred trips around the world doing different work and meeting different people. This trip for me was one of the most memorable, and I will cherish all the precious encounters I had with everyone. To me, not one of us is less than the other, and everyone is a master. I received so much love, strength, clearing, support, and acknowledgement from this trip. I left with the unmistakable sense of mission that I know I'm on time and on mark. I remember Lavendar telling us in our last trip to France that if we want to partake in missions and fulfill our purpose, step into our power, know that we can, and it will step up. I heard my call and I responded. I encourage anyone who feels inspired by these stories to set an intention to partake in future quests with Starseed. Your life will never be the same. And one downside of the trip, as we've been warned, is that my light bulbs have been popping out since I returned. First my spotlights, now my oven light. In London, this is very expensive as they charge $100 a call to come and fix it. Before I close, I want to thank you, Lavendar, Ariel, and Tammy, for all that you've done to make this happen. I'm particularly touched by Lavendar, her life, and all that she's standing for. It awes me still to consider myself a part of her galactic family, and so proud to be a part of the mission. Much love, Susie.
Thank you, Susie. I look forward to seeing you again, too. So, well, Tammy, thank you so much. I know that we had a lot of people that couldn't be with us tonight, and thank you for representing them and reading their emails. Lavendar, we just have a few minutes to go.
Yeah, I'd like to say something.
Okay.
I'm very, very touched by what I've heard from the people and their testimonials, and it just really gives me great pleasure to remember back during that week all the things that did take place. And there's a lot of things that took place that I haven't revealed yet, and probably some of it I will, some of it I probably won't. But we did have some extraordinary beings show up for us, and the ship did come and make a demonstration. The sightings of the ships would not have happened had the people not been ready. One of the criteria is they will never come if there's somebody that's going to be fearful and if it's going to be hurtful. And that's the reason that the experience was allowed, because everybody was in the space of openness, and they left their fear at home. And for you, Paul, I know that you're probably listening to this. Whoa, okay? Just a big whoa to you. Thank you so much for showing up and being one of the three men, Vic and David. The three of you really kept the spin going with us women. And I want to comment also on the beautiful jewelry that Claudia and Vanya brought with them, and all the other beings that are into the light work and do healing practices. It was amazing to see how many metaphysicians and healers that are out there in the world doing this work that chose to come and be with us and share with us at a real high velocity. That was, to me, one of the greatest honors was, there's a phrase, well, who heals the healers? Well, we heal ourselves when we come together, and that's exactly what happened. So for those of you that are listening to the show, if you're interested in possibly joining us in the future, then we'll be glad to look at your charts and see if you have the markings. And if you want to email us and put your name on the list, I suggest you do so, because we can only do 27 people at a time. And back to you, Ariel.
Well, thank you so much, and I am going to conclude the show with one last tribute on behalf of all of us who attended in Arkansas and all of the countless numbers of people, Lavendar, that you have helped raise to their next level.
But to Lavendar with love, and on behalf of everyone here at Starseed Radio Academy, Lavendar, Tammy, Anastasia, Chris, Fiona, Sahar, Velva, oh gosh, am I forgetting anybody? thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week, same time. And thank you so much, for everyone, for sharing your stories, and we look forward to talking to you real soon. So take care until next week, everyone. Good night.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.